Welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place for up-to-date podcast tactics and trends. You'll find actionable strategies to help you grow your audience, expand your influence, and monetize your content. Join Phyllis and Kelvin for Podcast Sound Advice starting now.
Hello, and welcome to Podcast Sound Advice. I'm Phyllis, and I'm really glad you're here today. Today's episode is all about understanding the change that you want to make for your clients. And we're going to show you how to kind of see that from the big picture from the very beginning. Be sure to grab the resource that I share at the end if using podcast content to bring in new clients is on your list of things to do. Or maybe you're already starting to do this and you'd like some additional information. The resource will help you see the potential and explain to you how you can apply the strategy in your business. It's three short audio files. You can listen to all three of them in about 20 minutes, and I think you'll find it really helpful. So let's get started. Simon Sinek, the author, loves the Four Seasons hotels and resorts. And I know this because he shares stories about their relentless pursuit of experiences of exceptional quality. Those words actually appear in their mission statement on their website. What I love about their approach is that it's part of their mission and it's something that they focus on every day. Providing exceptional service has no finish line or due date or a goal, right? It's not something you ever meet or actually like get to check off the list. It's something that they work on every day and they focus on it and do everything really well consistently. And I love how they are focused on the client experience. Now, lead generation and bringing in new clients can be a lot like that too. There's no finish line there either, and it requires doing a few things on a consistent basis. And that's often a good thing. We know that if you work the plan and you come up with and you incorporate a really good solution, then when you start making those efforts, you can see the result and you can begin doing great work for the clients who are coming in. But not having a finish line or a due date can also be why we don't see the results that we're looking for. When there's no sense of urgency, like a due date or a drop dead moment where something has to be accomplished, it's really easy to push off or postpone some of these activities in a really consistent way. Now, we understand, all of us understand intellectually that regular lead generation activities brings in regular leads on a regular basis. Like there's a momentum and an energy around that happens. And when we do that well, we see good results. But businesses, both large and small, still struggle with this. And I get it. In the big picture, lead generation and sales and marketing in general can feel really overwhelming. Exceptional every day, that doesn't just happen. The Four Seasons, what they've done to be able to pursue excellence and exceptional every day is to create an environment that empowers their employees to make it possible to do their job really well, the work that they're really good at, and they make them part of a valued team, right? And the efforts of all of those people together are how they create the exceptional client experience. Instead of making it a goal, right? It's a real intention. It's baked into everything that they do. And marketing can be like that too. When you do things well on a consistent basis, you can make a big impact on the other end. You know, Seth Godin describes marketing as an act of making change happen. And that definition kind of implies two things, right? First is the intentional effort in the making things, right? And after all, when we're marketing, we know that we're looking to create a transformation. And that's why intention has to be there. You know, what do you want your clients or the new customers that come in to do, or people that are looking for your products and services? What change are you seeking to help them make for themselves and their business? And yes, second is the change itself. Of course, on the most basic form, right, we're hoping to make a prospect a client, but it's often so much more than that. You may be helping a company streamline their operations, or maybe you're helping people do some training and learn new skills. You know, there's all kinds of other sorts of transformations that are happening, especially when we're service providers. So When we distill all the many different methods and outcomes, what we're left with is sort of the engine of your business, right? Without marketing, without sales, without lead generation, there are no new clients, there's no impact, and there's no transformation, obviously. It's our responsibility as marketers to market and make our own impact. So we know we're not at the whim of the market and other forces when we actually can create the market, which is really an incredible opportunity. It's kind of cool. And that's why it's so important to be clear and intentional about the change that we want to make. And what's really also helpful is when we get clear that way, we can measure and track our performance. When we want to find out what's working, we can figure that out and we can do more of it. Now, like the four seasons, we can identify what an exceptional experience is for our company and for our clients. Also, like the four seasons, when we add empathy for our customers, we become better marketers. And the empathy is really just looking at everything that we're doing from a marketing, lead generation, and offering value perspective, is looking at those things through the lens of our clients, how it impacts them, how it can be helpful to them. We've created a framework here at Sound Advice to help our podcast clients meet their business goals with their audio content. And yeah, some of our clients get millions of downloads, but more of them have much more modest download stats. And that's fine because the metric they're measuring are the leads that are coming into their business. And that's what's working. That's the impact. We call it the listener journey. And, you know, maybe you've been marketing for a while. What used to work isn't working so great anymore. Or maybe you've been doing this and things are not feeling like they're clicking for you, or maybe you're brand new to all of this. It really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, the question we all have to answer is where do we put our limited resources? Where do we put our time? Where do we put our energy? And that's the question I'd like to help you answer. If you'd like more information about how we've come to this particular transformation and how we create this impact, we'd love to help. Go check out our Insights for Growth, which is the resource I mentioned at the beginning, at soundadvicestrategies.com/resources. If you're ready to have a conversation now, go to podcast@soundadvicestrategies.com and leave us a message and we'll get back in touch. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out our podcast. And until next time, we'll see you later.
That's our wrap for this episode. We hope you found today's sound advice helpful. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. You can get more resources at podcastsoundadvice.com. Until next time.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.